Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 15th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Cisco system shares rise and the Air Force looks into Google Glass. But first, the Federal Communications Commission has advanced new internet rules that would ban broadband providers from blocking or slowing down websites, but allow them to strike deals with content companies for preferential treatment. The commission voted 3-2 along party lines to advance the proposal, the creation of Chairman Tom Wheeler, which also invites input from all parties on a host of issues, including whether broadband should be reclassified as a public utility, which would subject it to far greater regulation. They're busy at Ohio's Wright-Patterson Air Force Base evaluating the combat effectiveness of Google Glass. A research group is testing the wearable computer with software prototypes that could help glass-wearing ground personnel detect snipers or treat the wounded. Supporters say Glass's design makes it better for ground personnel than clunkier, more expensive head-mounted models offered by defense contractors. Good Technology has filed for an IPO. The company's software helps businesses secure employees' email and smartphone apps. Comcast and Charter Communications say industry veteran Michael Wilner will be the chief executive of their planned cable company spinoff. It's expected after Comcast's planned merger with Time Warner Cable. Wilner is the former chief executive and founder of Insight Communications. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fared today, including Cisco Systems.
Flight 24 will depart from gate 39.
It's a good thing you're always ready to go.
Proceed to the gate area.
After the 2-week vacation in St. Thomas and the conference in New York, there was the unexpected client meeting on the coast and the middle of the night call to Asia. This was all before taking the red eye home with a delay. So it's good to know that even after weeks in airport parking, your Cadillac is also ready to hit the road. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts keep your Cadillac as ready to go as you are.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires at your Cadillac dealer. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Stocks ended sharply lower today, the Nasdaq falling 31 at 40.69. The Dow was down 167 at 16,446. Cisco System shares ended up 6%. The company reported third quarter earnings and revenue that beat estimates. Cisco also is upbeat about revenue for this quarter. Shares of X1 down about 17%. The 3D printer company said late Wednesday that its first quarter loss widened to 38 cents a share from a year earlier loss of 20 cents a share. Apple shares down almost 1% today. Netflix and Facebook each were down about 2%. Again, the Nasdaq falling 31. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal.